I wouldn't have believed that a pilot could guide a powerless aircraft to a safe landing on the Hudson River. I think we remember that news. I wouldn't have believed that I could carry around a computer in my pocket. I wouldn't have believed that 10 years after 9/11, we would have finally gotten Osama bin Laden. I wouldn't have believed that electric cars would actually work, let alone self-driving cars. Still trying to wrap my head around that one. And Nathaniel wouldn't have believed that Jesus was the Messiah. In fact, he was not impressed when his friend Philip came up to him to tell him about this amazing man named Jesus. He said, "Jesus who? Where's he from again? Nazareth? That town? Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" He wouldn't have believed that this was possible. But Philip simply responds by saying, "Come and see, Nathaniel. See for yourself. Check it out. Come and see. This is the greatest invitation in all the world. Come and see the mountains that are 3 miles high. Come and see your new grandchild. Come and see the sunset on the horizon. Come and see the Savior of the world. Come and see." These are the very same 3 words we continue to use as Christians to invite people to church in the 21st century. Come and see. But the problem is, we Christians, and I'm including myself in this, we typically invite people to come and see things other than Jesus. We say things like, "Come and see our beautiful sanctuary. Come and see our beautiful courtyard. Come and see our beautiful fountain and our cool mosaic Luther's rose," which are indeed very cool things, I have to say. But the problem with these invitations is none of them has the capacity to change a person's life. In a world where bigger and better things are always just around the corner, people will not be convicted by sanctuaries or fountains or mosaics. But even though we love our sanctuary and our fountains and our mosaic, these are not the primary things that the church has to offer. What we really have to offer is a glimpse of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. That attraction doesn't seem to be enough. We have to up the ante. Beautiful people, beautiful music, beautiful buildings, beautiful things. Oh, yeah. And also, Jesus. In his book, Finding God in Unexpected Places, author Philip Yancey describes the time he and his wife visited Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone Park. Anybody been there? Sure, there's a few of you out there. They're having lunch in the lodge, watching the digital clock ticking down the minutes until the next big splash. When the clock reached 30 seconds, diners left their tables and rushed over to the windows overlooking the geyser. When Old Faithful erupted and all the tourists were oohing and aahing, Yancey looked over his shoulder, saw that the waitresses and the busboys were using this time to clear tables of their dirty dishes and garbage. They had become so familiar with that spectacular eruption that it no longer impressed them. It no longer held their interest. Yancey wonders, that isn't also true sometimes in the church. Has Jesus, the Savior of the world, the Creator of the universe, the very Son of God who came into the world to die on the cross so that we might have eternal life, become boring to us? If so, we may need to reevaluate. We may need to be reminded about a God who has the power to change our lives. We may need to be reminded that the church is a very special community where we celebrate the joys of our lives and the burdens are shared, and we do not have to weep alone. We may need to be reminded that we get invited to the Lord's table every week, where we receive his body and his blood, where we receive his forgiveness and grace. We may need to be reminded that we get to confess our faith together, which unifies us in the words of the Apostles' Creed. And when we are reminded of these things, we'll be ready to invite others. We'll be ready to say to our neighbor, our coworker, our golf buddy, come to church with me. Come and see Jesus Christ at work. Come and hear how God has touched our lives. Come and know that there is a God who knows your name. The story is told of Karl Barth that he had scrawled in the inside of his pulpit these words. It said, right inside, that they might see Jesus. And every Sunday when he climbed into that pulpit, he was reminded of this singular task. He was not there to entertain them or to scold them or to impress them or to coddle them. He wanted to remind them about Jesus. This is my prayer for us for 2018, that we would gather here each Sunday to see Jesus. Maybe talk about Jesus, sing about Jesus, teach about Jesus. Then we'll clearly see the God who is our hope and our life. This is a time to come face to face the Savior of our hearts and our world. Amen.